As we know, there are two customs regarding when we're supposed to recite the prayer of Hodu. Are we supposed to recite it before Baruch Shamar or afterwards? In fact, the Or HaChaim cites both customs, once before Baruch Shamar and one custom afterwards. And Nusach Ashkenaz generally recites Hodu after Baruch Shamar, and Sfard recites it before Baruch Shamar. What's the basis for each perspective? So on one level, these are Psukei de Zimra. These are sentences of song. These are clearly Psukim that David HaMel composed from Divrei Hayamim and then Tehillim. So it would make sense that it would be in the Psukei de Zimra section, meaning what's considered the Psukei de Zimra section? You open with a bracha, Baruch Shamar, you close with the bracha, Yishtabach, and Hodu would be included in it, and that's the position of Nusach Ashkenaz. It's part of Psukei de Zimra, so it's after Baruch Shamar. What's the rationale for Nusach Sfard? Because as we mentioned, that these mizmorim were, or this, sorry, these psukim, the first half of Hodu, which is from Divrei Hayamim, was recited before the Beis Hamikdash was built, at a time when the Bnei Yisrael would offer korbanos, or the Kohanim would offer korbanos in the morning and the afternoon. Half of this section of the Divrei Hayamim section was recited when the korban tamid shel shachar, the morning korban, was offered, and half of the Divrei Hayamim section of Hodu was recited when the korban tamid shel ben arbaim was offered. So these were the same words that were recited when the korban was brought. So in some sense, this paragraph of Hodu, at least the first part of Hodu, was a climax to the korbanos. So it would make sense, according to Nusach Sfar, that we recite the korbanos in the morning after Birchos HaShachar, and when we finish reciting korbanos, we recite the psukim of Zimra that were recited by the Levium when these korbanos were offered. So that's the basis of Nusach Sfar. As mentioned, we explained the basis for Nusach Ashkenaz as well.